USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The heat wave gripping a large portion of the country has killed at least 3 people now and forced the evacuation of about 250 residents from a retirement home, and also has sparked the cancellation of numerous public events. More than 126 million are under excessive heat warnings, and another 31 million are under heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court Justice. USA's Wendy King has the details.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
After many years in which efforts toward resolving America's longest war moved slowly forward, it looks like they're going more toward the finish line. American and Taliban negotiators thought to be close to a deal would see the 14,000 American troops remaining in Afghanistan return home after they lost more than 2,400 of their ranks and had thousands more injured. But the Trump administration's rush to withdraw will leave Afghanistan at the mercy of an extremely ascetic Islamic movement that has done little to change its ways since the United States invaded nearly 18 years ago. A senior Taliban spokesman, Sohail Shaheen, said he wished this had ended a long time ago.
We want peace. And we want our country to be free and liberated. And we want good relations with all countries, including USA. Alas, they had understood that 18 years before. So there not have been bloodshed and destruction for them and for us.
Both sides are working toward a ceasefire. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
British Airways and Lufthansa both said they're suspending flights to Cairo for unspecified reasons related to safety and security. The British carrier says it's canceling flights to the Egyptian capital for at least 1 week, and the German airline said normal operations would resume over the next week. British Airways attributed the cancellations to what it called its constant review of security arrangements at all airports, calling them, quote, a precaution to allow for further assessment, end of quote. Lufthansa said it's suspending flights as a precaution, mentioning safety, but not necessarily security, as its concern. They come as Britain weighs its response to Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz and rising tensions stemming from U.S. sanctions and the effect on Iran's economy. ESPN is reminding its employees of the network's policy to avoid talking politics after radio show talk host Dan Libitard criticized President Donald Trump in his recent racist comments and ESPN itself on the air this week. The reminder went out over the weekend to all employees, including Libitard, according to an ESPN employee who spoke on the condition of anonymity. ESPN has not spoken publicly about whether he faces any disciplinary action. Libitard also declined all comment. Network President Jimmy Pitaro decreed that its employees should avoid all political talk unless they're reporting on issues raised by sports figures. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.